Ladies and gentlemen, and button or, that's what we've been waiting for, right? Welcome back live in the Perfection Auto Works studio at 10:30 a.m. KBOI. Oh, no. There we go. Sorry about that. I had my headphones turned. I was dancing in here, guys. I'm burning off calories like nobody else does. And in a conjunction-junction world that I live in, there was this dude. There was this dude way back. Go back to 1765, right? Why not, right? Guy's name was Samuel Adams. The forebearer of this show, the guy that actually coined the phrase brush fires of freedom, he said, the sum of all is if we would most truly enjoy the gift of heaven, let us become a virtuous people, semicolon, then shall we both deserve and enjoy it. There you go. There's one of those conjunctions, right? While on the other hand, if we are universally vicious and debauched in our manners, though the form of our Constitution carries the face of the most exalted freedom, we shall in reality be the most abject slaves. That is Samuel Adams, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back, and thank you all for the gift of your valuable time. The reason I can do this, ladies and gentlemen, I am willing to stand here, feet firmly planted in God's image, I hope, passing out swords, shields, and prayers to those of you in the audience that know you were put here to fight against evil every single day. We know our personal protection is our personal responsibility. This precious gift from God is ours. This bag of meat and bones is mine. It's real simple. I get it. I understand. There is a certain amount of people out there that do not like what I say, and I'm okay with that. 790-2040. You can call me out anytime. I'm pretty open on that deal. Don't like what I say? 790-2040. Nobody's ever screened a call on the other side of the glass. John Couch, thank you very much for coming in, John. Excellent production skills. Guys, Perfection Auto Works also support this idea that this bag of meat and bones is mine. Mine. Guys, Perfection Auto Works, you can see them live at 1046 North Beverly. The big red truck will be in the bay, in the air, doing top to bottom, front to back, side check. You know what I do on the old red truck. Got to get it running. Got a big project coming up, ladies and gentlemen. And tech tip. Oh, I know. I'm all messed up here. I had this. Oh, I was so set up. I was rolling here, baby. Oh, tech tip this week is good. Well, it's 444. Not sure what's going on here. Mike's going to have to help me. I'm sure the phone will go off in a minute. This is for you. Paul wins the call of the week last week. Probably I'm going to say the call of the decade. This is brilliant. Paul, you're a true American. And how's a true American get recognition? I'm giving it to you right now. Mike and the guys at Perfection Auto Works would like you, sir, to call 323-8650. This is totally free and voluntary trade. Give Mike a call. He has got a special gift for you, sir. Honor, strength, integrity, and freedom. It resonates with you, sir. Thank you for being a part of the most intelligent audience in Tucson radio. The people that tune in Saturday, Sunday, 10:30 KBY, and listen to us crazy guys that come in here. Excuse me. Sorry. I take that back. I'm the only crazy one. Everyone else is normal. I'm the crazy guy, right? See him. Sorry about that. 1046 North Beverly, Perfection Auto Works, 25 years in Tucson, Arizona, providing what I call perfection in auto repair. There's only one way they do it down there, guys. Perfection. Practice doesn't make perfect. Perfect practice makes perfect when you start learning how to, if I had any guns and I shot, you know how that goes. Call me at 323-8650, 1046 North Beverly. Like I said, stop by, see the red truck live. Also brought to you by my better half, way better half, the girl I love. My level, my ground mod, my root cord. I know, I'll get to the root cord. I'm sorry. At Biomet LLC, keeping me grounded in reality. Reality. Key word with Danny and me, reality. We over here in fantasy, like Aldo Nova would have said, life is just a fantasy. No, life is reality. Get up in the morning, look in the mirror, realize life ain't fair. Suck it up, buttercup. Time to man up. Let's go get to work. Danny understands this concept, been running her own business, being regulated to death by U.S. government, state government, county government, city government for a long time. Find her at Biomet LLC, backing me up With love, also. There's no use in that, Dan. You know, I lucked out there. As my Marine Corps buddy said, I am skiing way over the front of my tips when I got her. Right down the thoroughfare, 3630 South Dodge, behind the guys at Frontier Towing. We are the guys. KBOI, I think everybody is on my side on this one. We do not want you in a collision. I don't want you in an accident. I don't want your car broke down. I don't want any of that to happen. And I believe, I don't think anybody would come in here and say, Sean, you know what? I think you're speaking out of turn there, buddy. I want their car broke down. Even the guys at Frontier don't want your car broke down. They don't want anything to go wrong. I know they're in business, and there's going to be a certain amount of activity out there where they're going to have to go do things. Call them at 748-1100. We, the moral and ethical hosts at 1030 KBOI, we do not want them to have to work for you. I'm very honest about that. I'm extremely honest. Like I said, call them at 323. I didn't write anything down today. Call them at 748-1100. By the way, thank you, Charles. That was a great show. Thank you, Charles, out on the couch playing. Sorry. He's out on the couch relaxing. That was a great show. Fantastic show. I like to see opposing sides and nobody has to call names. Brilliantly done. Thank you. And it kept me, this is why I didn't write anything down. It kept me interested, which is what radio is supposed to be. Theater of the mind. John, I'll get right to you. Also got a new guy, John at Web Highway Communications. Yeah, come on. John at Web Highway is the official internet provider, sorry about that, for Brush Fires of Freedom. Sean Hoffine personally been providing me high-speed internet at my house for 13 years. He has a very niche market in serving rural Arizonans within about 30 miles of Mount Lemmon in a circle with high-speed internet solutions done RF. It's called Wireless Transmission Internet. Call him if you are challenged with your internet through either you've got no cable, you've got this DSL, gives you 1.2 megs, you can't even look at YouTube. Call him if you need an internet solution, network solution, or anything to do with this interweb thing. You call him at 520-612-6125. Charles, you have something to say, sir.
I just wanted to tell you, first of all, thank you for the acknowledgement. Second of all, I really struggled with the idea of should I book that, because I was offered to it by a professional publicity agency, and it didn't make any sense that they would want that person to be on my show if they knew who I was. But it turned out the publicist did know who I was before they offered me the guest, so they did it rationally, and I called... frankly, I called Mark Walters. I talked to Dave Grossman. I talked to a bunch of people before I did that interview about the propriety of doing it, and I thought it would make good radio. Yep. And if we could do it without being too aggressive and adversarial about it, that I thought it might be really sort of enlightening to the audience. And I really appreciate your acknowledgement on it.
And as you know, ladies and gentlemen, I am one of the most excitable guys in the world. You could say two words. I know. Charles is seeing me totally, completely clean and devoid of anything today. There are trigger words to me, ladies and gentlemen. Mm-hmm. I'll say it. You say Waco, I go crazy. You say Ruby Ridge, right. I go nutty. You say, I'm sorry, I'm going to trigger myself. You say Planned Parenthood and 51 million aborted babies in America, I get a little unusual. I am very careful with my words on this. I am pro-life, I am pro-God, and I am pro-gun. If you have government thugs bashing down church doors, I have a problem, ladies and gentlemen, little trigger point. I'm going to get to you. This is a very unusual. John, welcome me. John called 790-2040. You're on the air with Sean, the crazy guy. John, how are you today, sir?
I'm just having a ball.
Can I? I'm sorry. I think Charles and some of my friends would say I can't say sir, I can't say lady, I can't say gentleman. John, how are you today, John?
I am very fine, thank you. Whoever,
person
or whatever,
gender, co-host.
We are doing it today. I am going to be neither X nor Y chromosome. You can call me Sean though. Don't call me late for dinner.
Well, first, can I give Charles a compliment? He played a Joe Dreyfus commercial, and that was so nice of him earlier.
Joe did some Joe did some stuff for Perfection Auto Works.
Yeah.
I'll try and go back.
Say that again. I didn't hear
what
you said.
Oh, I'm sorry. Charles had his headphone off, John. Go ahead. He's back on
say
now.
Say that again.
Sorry about that. Go ahead.
Charles, thank you for playing that Joe Dreyfus commercial earlier in your show.
He did six commercials for Mike along the line of the Lone Ranger. And we've got seven Lone Ranger commercials where he's got his voice in it. I think six of them have Joe in it, I think. And I should play the whole series because it's wonderful. He did a great job. Harry Alexander recorded him doing that for me, and I would just give him the script, and Harry would hand it to Joe after the show, and he'd do the script. And there's some really good he really nailed the Lone Ranger well, I think.
He did.
It was a good read. Yeah, it was funny. That whole series is funny about him. Lone Ranger firing him, and then he's working at the casino, and then Lone Ranger comes in and says, you can have your old job back. Tano, he says, cannot do that, making too much money running slot machines at casino. And security says, you cannot be here with horse mask and gun. He says, how will they know? Or he says, with mask and gun. He goes, how will they know me, Tano? He goes, horse, give it away. It's just such a great series of commercials. But, yeah, it was fun to hear him.
Well, you guys are great. Well, what I called about, I read something the other day that hit me like a sledgehammer. It was just very simply, there is no law man can pass or write to stop evil because evil does not obey law.
And the unfortunate thing, if we go way back and we start reading... I believe it was Marcus Aurelius talked about that quite a bit in a book called Meditations, one of my favorites, if anybody wants to read. A lot of these, even the Romans, as some people that study Roman Greece, you know, they're very violent. And yet, along all those ways, some of these, the smarter and better Romans, they wrote a lot of this stuff down for us to see. It's also in the Bible. It says evil is, unfortunately, it is in the heart. It's not in the law book. And I have a real difficult time. I'll try to go into it today. I got a quiz. I got some challenges for the audience. We all want to get better every day. I still, as I talk to more and more people out there, and I'm very honest, I still believe the 63 court decision when the Supreme Court, again, one of the most violent influence on American history, in 1963, they took on this little town. I think it was Abbott Township in Pennsylvania, and somebody took this all the way to the Supreme Court, and it was an 8-1 decision in the Warren Court, again, the monkey chamber. They decided 8-1 that this little tiny township couldn't have kids voluntarily read out of a book because it says the Bible on it. John, do you think that might be a problem?
Yeah, but you know, there's millions of us out here quietly listening and waiting for the next round of elections.
I know. I get it. You know how much faith I put in politics. I still believe that I think that people are the solution. And
I put faith in the American people.
I do too. I think that my inherent position is trust. And I know that I've been burned so many times I shouldn't, but my inherent position is people are good, and I know there's a certain percentage that are not. And I think that if we, the people that listen to this radio show, could just do the simple things I say, and I'm not forcing my views. Practice the golden rule. Say please and thank you. Don't hit, don't steal, and love thy neighbor as thyself, even though it's very difficult for me to say that because sometimes you have a problem with yourself, it becomes difficult to even practice love thy neighbor as thyself. If that makes sense, John, I'm very nervous today. You got me in a...
Ever since back in the 50s and 60s, people turned away from religion. I'm a Christian. And they turned to the state. And since then, our society's had a lot of problems. And I can see that because I'm old.
Well, and by the way, I appreciate you saying that. And I've got huge beliefs in myself is that the TV changed a lot of stuff. The internet has changed dramatically stuff, and social media has dramatically, dramatically changed interaction between human being. I was just talking to a guy, and he said there's a problem. It's called FOMO, fear of missing out. This is the social media thing where that phone becomes an addiction. I come in here, and I put my phone down, and I try not to touch it during the show. I know that people are texting me, but it becomes a distraction in that I'm already kind of what they call a squirrel. You know, you could throw a handful of nuts in here and I'd run around the studio like a cat chasing a laser. So I have to be very, as unfocused as I am, John, I'll be honest. I'm pretty unfocused as a radio host. I don't do much preparing. I've got some things written down we're going to go through. But I...
You extrapolate.
My dad calls me a free-range children, right? Not a free-range chicken. Mm-hmm. I'm a free-range children. I'm a freedom lover. I'm a freedom fighter. I believe God abhors slavery, and so do I.
Well, I'm going to sign off so you can talk to people. I'll just sign off and say, Semper Fidelis.
Semper Fidelis to you, sir. God bless you, and I do appreciate your time today. Ladies and gentlemen, Nuclear Clock says... My glasses don't focus on the screen. Nuclear Clock says 123. Today, 11 August, I'll do it, Year of Our Lord, or Anno Domini. We can do a little Latin early in the show. God knows devil hates Latin. Devil hates Latin, right? Even though the devil knows every word of Latin. This is Brush Briars of Freedom, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to get out of this. As you guys know, I didn't get to my quiz because I had a real easy deal. I've got a quiz. I've got a challenge. And then we'll work on some things. You know how that goes. But also, this is the one place, ladies and gentlemen, I will never back down. I don't care. Somebody grab me up, put me on a national show. I'm still going to say it, ladies and gentlemen. I am one guy that gets this. And I, more and more of you that I talk to really do respect this. This is a show where we actually appreciate and love our women. I love my girl, Danny. It's very simple. Ladies and gentlemen, I think that men can turn into some of the most vicious and violent things on earth without a good woman. I happen to have one. Those of you in the audience that have a really good woman, be a good time to look in her eye. If Danny was here, I'd say it, but I get to say it on the air. I'm the luckiest guy on earth. I love you, Danny. Get us out for a minute, John. We'll be back in 2 minutes and 41 seconds. Oh, boy. If those of you that don't know who that is, that's Roger Waters being backed up by Jeff Beck. Yeah, don't look so surprised. What God wants, ladies and gentlemen. Now, Waters has got some unusual. Everybody knows Roger Waters. That's the one of the original founding members of Pink Floyd. And his last album is called Amused to Death. That's what it's all about, ladies and gentlemen. Let's stay amused to death with all kinds of digital devices, television screens, interwebs, Facebook and Twitter and my God. All right. I'll get to my quiz in a minute, ladies and gentlemen, but I've got a challenge. Okay. We've got a challenge. Here's the challenge between now and I think we could, let's see, this is August, September. I say, let's just put 2 months on it. Sometime between now and the end of October, Year of Our Lord, 2019, let's, as the audience, I have worked on this. I'm missing some, but I'm doing a real good job. Let's, in the audience, try this. It's a challenge. No force, no coercion, no prizes will be awarded at the end, but it's a challenge nevertheless. All right, this requires, like, Ticonderoga number twos or listen to the podcast later. It's all good. Write your congressional representative, if you want to, a one-page letter about a recent bill he or... Wait a minute. I can't say he or she. It. Well, they. There you go. They voted on. Tell they, it, what you think about it. Now, I called mine the other day. There's a vote. There's bills in the... formerly a goose body of the House of Representatives, talking about drilling offshore. I don't believe the U.S. government needs to get involved in it. I call Kirkpatrick's office and I voice my opinion, whether it matters or not. Well, you know what? I should call the Democratic National Committee and give them $50,000. Then maybe I would get something done. But I did voice my opinion about stopping offshore drilling. I don't think the U.S. government got nothing to do with it. It's out of 12 miles. It's international waters. Leave them alone. Also, write both your senators that one-page letter. I guess I'm trying to do the non-pronoun show, and I know it's I'm going to crash this thing like an F-16 flying into a mountain. When you write the letter to the senators, okay, the two lady senators, I guess I don't even know if I can say lady if it's on my list. Tell them how you feel. Tell them what you think about them politely, ladies and gentlemen, very politely. Always thank them for their time. thank them for their, that's perfect, them for their time, and ask for a written response in return, and then you can call me at 780 or 790-2040 while I'm on the air and see if they even pay attention to you. This is just, it's a thing, this is something you can do. Call your local sheriff, that's Mark Napier, and have a brief conversation about his or her. Oh, I did it. I knew I was going to ruin this. Ask Mark, there we go, and ask him something about you have an opinion about in Pima County law enforcement or something like that. Thank Mark for his time profusely, if you're smart. This is a conversation with the people we elected, right? I'm trying to go somewhere with this. This is key, ladies and gentlemen. To being free, two things you need to read. The Declaration of Independence. I will continue to say one of the most brilliant pieces of writing crafted by man besides the Bible. Then read the Constitution and the Bill of quote-unquote rights. Visit a coin dealer. This is a fun one. Visit a coin dealer. Trade in some. This is my little experiment. I have some money with me today. This is the sound of a Federal Reserve note hitting the desk. I don't even know if you heard it. That's the sound of money. No, sorry. Currency. This is not money. Visit a coin dealer and pick up any amount. It can be a small amount. Take $20 and you can buy this. That's the sound of cash. That's real money, ladies and gentlemen. Those are silver coins. Charles has a sponsor up on Oracle that you can visit. And I also go to the one at Speedway Rosemont. And there's another one at Broadway and Albernon. I'm not sponsors. I think it's a good idea just to be able to hold this real monetary value in your hand. Trade out some FRNs, get yourself some gold or silver. Now, of course, those in the audience, you all know this is something I would like you to do. Take someone, a friend or an acquaintance or someone who doesn't know about guns, to a gun show. You know, pay your horrible admission price, pay to park if it's out of Pima County, and just roll in the gun show and roll up and down and see all the different kinds of beautiful manufacturing. You can call a gun a tool of evil. A gun is not a tool of evil. A human holding a gun with evil intent is an evil act about to happen. But I call them one of the most magical pieces of manufacturing in all of mankind. I think a beautiful, and I have one, a beautiful lever action is one of the most, it's one of the most amazing pieces of manufacturing brilliance known to man. All right. So take someone to a gun show. If I'm not saying buy it, you know what? Just look around and see how friendly everybody is. Great place to hang out. You know, have a hot dog. Well, don't eat the bun, but have a hot dog. All right, call your credit card company. Ask them what interest rate you are paying on that credit card. Hopefully we could all do this. Get the balance down to zero, cut the thing in half, and mail it back to them. Visit your bank. Now, this is going to be, I'm so close. That's silver. Did you hear that? Ooh, silver. Visit your bank and ask a banker what the interest rate they're paying you on all the money in the bank. Ask them if they'll hand you that money in cash and walk out the door. And I'm going to tell you, nada. They ain't going to do that. All right, I'm working on this right now. I'll take 1 minute. 15 September, lady. I know I'm late, John. I know. 15 September. Oh, I think I got this right. Yeah. You know what? Let me check this in the break. I don't want to make a mistake. Donate your time, talent, or treasure to a charity within 5 miles of your house. Make a difference locally, and then you're doing something to make this thing we call humanity better, right? Or are you going to call your government and ask them to do it? No. That's sober. Prepare. And now, ladies and gentlemen, you know me. Prepare some food at home and bring it to a neighbor that's not a relative of yours. This is one of my favorites. I did it the other day. I put this big plate of pulled pork together. And I go two houses down. And I call the guy. I go, hey, you going to be home for a little bit? Yeah. I made this new mustard barbecue sauce, and I take the whole plate over to him. I go, here, I'm buying you dinner tonight. I got to go to this radio show. I'm out of here. Have a great day. And the guy calls me later at night and goes, oh, my God, dude, what'd you do? I said, I made dinner. All right, walk, run, bicycle, ski, skate, or ride a horse around your neighborhood 3 different days. Between now and the end of October, I think you can all pull that up. This is one thing I don't do, ladies and gentlemen. I should be. Try to grow something edible. It's amazing when you can pull anything out of your garden, put it on a plate, and eat it. Out of the corporate food system, right? Try, and I know this is a tough one. I've been doing it. I am on this like Donkey Kong. Try to stop drinking anything that contains high fructose corn syrup. Not good, ladies and gentlemen. I'm off of sugar now. I got off sugar. I'm 2 weeks without putting any sugar in my coffee. Now I'm putting honey in it. I know. Not a huge difference, but I made my little thing to you guys, and I kept with it. All right. Let's see. What are we at? Oh, here's a fun one. If you have, those of us that know, Brush Fires and Freedom listeners know, one of the most important tools in the kitchen is your knife. Your knife is a very important part of food preparation. It needs to be sharp. Learn how to sharpen your own knife. My house has got the stone. Danny actually got me that. Thank you very much. The stone. Pull it on the stone with the oil. And then I have a steel. Both my steel and my knife are made in that fun little town called Solingen, Germany. We all know where the good knives come from. Solingen, Germany. They got two little dancing men on there. It's like, yeah. Check. And occasionally, ladies and gentlemen, I have to be honest, there are some good uses of government. Check a book out from your local library and read it. Here's a big plus. Like, here's a bonus point. While you're reading it, sit Indian style. Remember when we talked about that when we were kids? Not being offensive, I hope. Oh, you know what? That might... Oh, crap, I did it again. That's on my list. I can't say that. This is one of me and Danny's favorites. Get a one-hour professional massage. Me and Danny go do a couples massage. They put us in one room. Two girls come in, and we get like an hour of just... I mean, it's literally like getting thrown into a ninja on high speed. Come out of there, and I can barely walk when I'm done. I mean, this girl knows how to, like, put... I don't know what. She knows my back is really bad, so she just... Oh, you come out, you're like jello. You can barely make it to the car. Just 1 hour out of your life, right? A one-hour professional massage. Place we go. Two of us, we walk out with tip and everything for $100. Now, this is my favorite one on the list. Reuse, recycle, or repair something you would normally put in the trash. Learn how to fix things. It's frugal. Your mind likes fixing things. Idle hands are the devil's workshop. That's why I'm holding my silver. Keep me from going crazy, right? Make a list of something you're grateful for and put it on your mirror. That way, first thing you get up in the morning and you do like I do, you look at yourself and go, well, I ain't going to get no gig on TV. Life ain't fair. Suck it up, buttercup. Put something on the mirror. Every single piece of my glass, I think, has got something from Danny on there. So just make sure Sean is grounded in reality when I get up. It's in my shower. It's on my mirrors. Big poster in front of my TV. Oh, here you go. This is a great one. Get your cooler, ladies and gentlemen. Get your little cooler. Find the prettiest place you can in this county. City, state, whatever. Grab yourself a picnic lunch and your hot girl and go there and have a picnic lunch outside. I know it's hot. That's okay. It'll be all right. I guess you would have to secretly take some wine. I guess maybe Pima County could throw you in jail for that. God forbid. You have to take your Boda bag or something. Find that place and go there and have an outdoor snacker. You know? As we move forward on this thing we're working on right now, I'll help you out with that, ladies and gentlemen. I'll work with you on that. Now, this one right here, ladies and gentlemen, is the one thing. This is the one that will change your life, your children's life. It will change everything. You don't have to give it away, but learn how to turn that television off and put something in front of it and just try. Try for a week to not be tuned into that thing. I was talking to a guy the other day, and I'm like, you know, even my grandpa could figure this out. We will return to this evening's programming after these commercial messages. Keyword, ladies and gentlemen, programming. What are they doing? It's programming. You think the business model's different at Fox News, CNN, MSNBC, HLN, ABC, NBC, CBS? The business model is all the same. They don't care if you're watching Friends. They care about selling ads. That's how TVs make money, selling ads. The business model's all the same. I don't care what is the content, and they don't either. They care about you, the human commodity, and I'm being very careful what Madison Avenue thinks you are. That's where the big ad firms are in Madison. I think it's over on Madison Avenue. Not Jimmy Madison, my friends. It's Madison Avenue. I think that's where the big ad firms are. They don't care about anything. They don't care what's going on. They care about how many people are in front of that screen when the Pepsi commercial comes on. Doritos, Fritos, Cheetos, and Tostitos. That's what they want you to buy. They don't care if you're tuned in. They care about the ad revenue. That's the only reason you have a network. This show's different, ladies and gentlemen. It ain't about the ad revenue. It's about my firm, freedom-fighting ass coming in here and believing in something. And I do believe, ladies and gentlemen. John's going to get us out and just... we'll be back in 2 minutes and 41 seconds. I'm getting a dry mouth in here. Silver. That's silver, guys. We'll be right back in 2 minutes and 55 seconds at Brook Fires of Freedom, live in the Bexon Auto Works studio. Oh, live in the Bexon Auto Works studio at 10:30 a.m. The Voice, Tucson's continuing solution for live, local, organic radio from the heart, body, mind, soul, and spirit of me. Welcome back. I have a challenge. I was thinking, we did our challenge. I have a quiz, ladies and gentlemen. I'll make a real quick segment out of this. I know I am always late. It's always going to be that way. I am the late guy on daytime talk radio in Tucson, Arizona. But as more and more, and Charles brings up brilliant points when he gets the other side, the other side of the equation on the phone. Now, as I interact with some of you in the audience, again, the most intelligent audience in Tucson radio, there are a certain amount of you that have told me, and with love in your heart, guys, I know, but there are a certain amount of people, and I'll be honest, I have said things about politicians in the studio that could be deemed by someone to possibly make me mentally unstable. Somebody might think that. It'd be 790-2040 if you do think I am. But if, and this gets extremely difficult for me to even suggest that this can happen, but I'm afraid in my lifetime there will come a point that some well-meaning tattletale could actually make a phone call, and it could come to a point where government could think, again, knowing that we are very post-constitutional, there could come a point in my life that someone could merely by making a phone call, judging me for what I've said on the air and the crazy antics I've pulled off here, they could make that phone call and I could be deemed in advance, ladies and gentlemen, in advance of doing any criminal activity, I could be deemed someone that needs to be checked up on. At what point does that start to look a little Orwellian to you guys? 1984, it was supposed to be a novel, an entertaining novel, not an instruction manual. And here is where it comes. I've been one of these guys. You know, I'm hardcore. Keep your state out of our churches. It's not the separation of church and state. It's keep your jackbooted thugs out of churches. Stop it. Second Amendment, I get it, guys. The Third Amendment, that's done. The no quarter, well, I'm sorry. They took away a guy's house because he didn't mow his lawn. Some $30,000 in fine, they take a guy's house away? That's the Third Amendment. The Fourth Amendment. Guy just came out at the NSA the other day. Edward Snowden told all you guys, WikiLeaks, Julian Assange, that as soon as somebody tells the the American sheeple the facts that every single one of your phone calls, text messages, everything you've done on the internet, every keystroke on my computer, unless I'm, I don't, it's all being stored somewhere. The Fourth Amendment. And it all comes down to one, ladies and gentlemen. It's called the linchpin of freedom. The key to the entire operation is one. It's the Fifth Amendment. It's the one they don't have. You don't have a Fifth Amendment organization out there. I am a firm believer in the right to keep. I am, guys. I get it. But there is nobody that cares about this simple thing. It is so crystal clear. Nor can be deprived of life, your future, liberty, your now, and property, which defines what you've done your entire life, without due process of law. Yeah, it's crazy. How does somebody get around that? The very simple idea of leave me the hell alone is right there, clear as crystal, black and white. You cannot deny the facts. It is written. The Bible is clear on things, and this is so crystal clear, we should use these as kindling. Due process of law. That's it, ladies and gentlemen. That's all I can say. Due process of law. That was the intent of these guys, was to chain down the government, not make me wear a leash every day. Good God, I want to be leash-free one more time. My dog doesn't even want me holding her leash. I put the leash on the dog, she grabs it in her mouth and goes and runs away. She's like, I don't need you. Got my own leash here. If we can go, if we could all just think every single time we see any government interaction between free people, is it with the due? They were so good. These people were, they were brilliant. Nor shall private property be taken. It doesn't say private, real property. I'll pound on this till, like I say, until the Hellfighters. Actually, the new, the new one they just came out with down at the bomb factory is called the Stormbreaker. Woo! Put a big old X on top of the studio. Nor shall private property be taken for public use. Taxes anyone. Without just compensation. We're going to take a break. John's got somebody on the line. And ladies and gentlemen, it all comes down to John, Paul, George, and Ringo. I think they nail it here. We'll be back in 2 minutes and 45 seconds. That's right. Live in the Bexson Auto Works studio at 10:30 a.m. The Voice, Tucson's continuing solution for live local organic radio. That goes out to Danny. And every guy out there should have been carrying oak. Sorry. I'm laughing like a little kid in here. You should have been up off your butt off the couch and get in front of the girl and karaoke. You're my best friend. Mark, how are you today, young man? Oh, wait, Mark, I can help you. Here's some fun words. Oh, what can't we say in school? American. Can't say basket case, birth defect, blind, deaf, cake. Oh, this is good. Can't say cakewalk. Can't say takes the cake. Can't say CP, victim, spastic. Of course, we all know. Can't say crazy, nuts, maniac, lunatic. Cannot say he or she. And can't say, because you probably know this. I was doing this for you, Mark. Hip, hip, hooray, because that's what the Nazis said, Mark. Welcome to Brush Fires of Freedom, Mark, called 790-2040. Sorry about that.
Well, I don't know that the Nazis said hip, hip, hooray. They said a lot of other things, and they would not. Well, you would say they were not in English. I'm thinking of Germanic Nazis, right? Anyway.
I think that they said hep, hep, which was an adorable call shepherds would use when herding their sheep, was hep, hep.
Okay.
I don't know. You might know more German than me, but I guess. I don't know. They were herding sheep. What are we as Americans? I guess, Mark. Are you still on vacation, friend?
I am, and it's still glorious.
Glory be for the grace of God. Mark doesn't have to go there.
Well, anyway, I have to go back to work eventually.
I understand. So do
I.
A
little more time left, not much. So anyway, when we left off, you were talking about be thou, thy, thine, ye. And, you know, we got rid of those, apparently, because it just was, you know, it was too difficult for people. And now they're going to introduce something that's, like, realistically 15 times worse. No language on earth has what they're trying to talk about, trying to institute. Not a single language on earth has anything that they're talking about. And we have, you know, he, she, it, of course, and him, her, it, and his, hers, his, her, it, and all that. In Japanese, they are pretty much devoid of these kinds of pronouns. And that's why, if you ever notice, Japanese people trying to refer to somebody as he or she, they always mix it up. They don't know what to say because they don't have a word for typically that. They do have some words indicating gender, but not the way we use it. So they don't have that. That's what one of the things that makes Japanese an easy language. They don't have plural and they don't have gender.
Oh.
And
really?
Other reading and writing, you know. That. But yeah, so anyway, and their word order is a little strange, but you can read Japanese, translate word for word almost going backwards, and it comes out pretty good in English.
Oh, wow, okay.
Anyway, I didn't mean to get off on that.
That's okay. So, no, I think it's great. I think it's excellent. Of course, now in my list, we also can't say paddy wagon. My good friend Patty's out in West Virginia shooting today. I guess that offends Irish people when you say paddy wagon. They busted my head on the side of the paddy wagon, threw me in the back of that thing in Modesto, California in 1985. Why can't you say paddy wagon, Mark? I'm sorry.
American. So we can say American so long as it's got some sort of a prefix to it, like African. You know, whatever country, whatever ethnic group or whatever thing to modify American.
So I guess you would call
American.
You would call me, Mr. Hoffine, a kraut American. Or did I offend everybody? Is that a trigger point out there? I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen. No, I'm not. I can't believe, you know what? You're right. I am not a German American. I don't have a problem with somebody calling me a kraut. It doesn't bother me at all. Hoffine. Hey, I'm not getting triggered at all. You call me what? You know, I've been called crap my entire life, but I've been called a lot more stuff in the last 3 years I've been on the radio, like a nut job, a walking, talking nut job. But it's okay. As long as you don't stick a gun in my face, I'm cool. You can call me whatever you want. I'm happy. And I'm always the happiest guy on Tucson Radio, so because I got you guys out there. Save my life every day.
So our public schools are now going to try and not teach students English and teach them social justice garbage instead of English.
And, I mean, did you see, I don't know how you could have run a class when the, and this I think you might have said that to me one day, that FOMO thing. This guy just told me it a minute ago, and I forgot about it. Fear of missing out. Can you run a physics class and like have a Faraday bag? They got to walk in there. Everybody's got to have a Faraday bag. Or is there just no such thing as running a class without every kid like addicted like crack? I can't say that either, by the way, to the cell phone. Is it like FOMO? Is that fear of missing out?
Yeah, there is that. So that's a major problem. And with me, the rule is you don't have your phone out ever in class.
Okay.
When we're, you know, not supposed to have them out. So basically, at the last minute of class, they might be able to get it out.
Okay.
I'll let them take it out to take pictures of the board or whatever they need, you know.
Excellent.
Use it
as a tool, not an entertainment device.
As a tool.
Yeah.
That's right.
It's a tool.
And in fact, I call it a HEED, a handheld electronic entertainment device, HEED.
Handheld. Okay. Yeah, I understand.
Handheld entertainment device. And if they do have it out, and, you know, I tell them, you know, put it in this box. I don't even touch it. They refuse to put it in the box. So what happens with those students who just are addicted to their phone is they do not pass my class. They can't. And I have no sympathy. And I tell them that. And at the end of the semester, they're not doing very well. They have like less than a D, like an F of some sort. And they want to know what they can do to make it up, and it's too late.
Come back next semester.
That's too bad. Yeah, you're going to have to redo it. And I tell them the beginning of the semester, beginning of the year, high school is not a four-year program. It's a three-year program.
Should be. It should be. I was done. I was done with mine in 3 years. Mm-hmm. Oh, here comes the music. Oh, we run her out to the end, Mark. Hey, keep the faith out there, Mark. I appreciate your call. I appreciate your time. I appreciate the gift of all you in the audience's valuable time. I actually know how to use possessive pronouns. The audience's most valuable time. We'll see you next week at 1 o'clock. Maurice is going to be in here in 5 minutes and 35 seconds. Don't hit. Don't steal, guys. Practice the golden rule and love thy neighbor as thyself, and the world will become the place you want to live in. Thank you, and we'll see you next week at 1 o'clock.